AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Citizens Financial pauses just below its high, while a 54-week trend streak stays intact. CFG finished the week at $71.65, only 3.5% beneath its 52-week high, with regional bank breadth supportive, but volume still no better than baseline. Research brief. Citizens Financial Group remains in a constructive weekly regime, backed by a 54-week active trend streak, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength. The latest move was modest, up 0.3% for the week, and participation was neutral at 21.1 million shares, or 1.0x the 13-week average. The stock is high in its yearly range and well above both its trendline and ShareMaestro fair value, which keeps the opportunity evidence intact, but raises the bar for fresh confirmation. Key points. 1. CFG closed at $71.65 on 31 July, up 0.3% for the week and 12.4% over 12 weeks. 2. The stock sits at 91.0% of its 52-week range, 3.5% below the $74.22 high, and 12.1% above the $63.91 weekly trendline. 3. ShareMaestro's trend backdrop is active, with a 54-week active streak, and 52 of 52 weeks active in the current window. 4. Volume was ordinary at 21.1 million shares, equal to 1.0x the 13-week average, and below the 22.6 million 52-week average. 5. Regional bank context is supportive, with 86.0% industry trend breadth, 90.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 76.0% positive relative strength breadth. Weekly price action stays constructive, but the move was not forceful. Citizens Financial Group ended the latest completed week at $71.65, a 0.3% gain that kept the stock close to the top of its one-year range. The close is 3.5% below the 52-week high of $74.22 and far above the 52-week low of $45.47, leaving CFG at a 91.0% range position. Short-term follow-through is positive, but measured, with a 1.6% four-week return after a stronger 12.4% quarter and a 56.6% 52-week advance. The weekly trend signal remains the central support for the setup. CFG is 12.1% above its $63.91 trendline, and the active trend streak has reached 54 weeks. That is solid regime evidence, although the stock's 66.3% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $43.09 means the market is already assigning a substantial premium to the shares. Regional banks provide a supportive backdrop. Citizens sits in financial services, specifically the bank's regional industry, with a market capitalization of $26.7 billion. U.S. financial services shows 64.0% trend breadth, 87.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 56.0% positive relative strength breadth. CFG's own weekly and four-week returns lagged the sector averages of 1.2% and 3.0%, but its 12-week gain of 12.4% beat the sector's 9.5% average. The industry read is cleaner. U.S. regional banks show 86.0% active trend breadth, 90.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 76.0% positive relative strength breadth. CFG's 12-week return also exceeds the industry average of 10.0%, even though its latest week trailed the regional bank average of 1.0%. The message is mixed, but constructive. Broad group participation is helping the setup, while CFG itself is not currently the fastest-moving bank in the peer set. Market dynamics are positive, with relative strength cooling. ShareMaestro's market dynamics read remains favorable. Activity pressure is positive at 1.25, with the data packet showing a 19.3% four-week improvement, and the next week expectancy state is positive at 60.14%. However, the signal state is not a fresh buy. The trend backdrop is active, price is comfortably above trend, but activity pressure has not produced a new trigger. Relative strength remains positive at 12.25, but the four-week change is down 4.9%. That softening matters because the stock is already near its high and carrying a large fair value premium. The opportunity evidence is the intact trend, high range close, positive pressure, and supportive bank breadth. The risk evidence is the cooling RS line, two recent reversal markers, and the absence of unusually heavy turnover in the latest week. Volume confirmation is adequate, not decisive. CFG traded 21.1 million shares in the latest week, close to the 13-week average of 21.9 million and below the 52-week average of 22.6 million. That makes the participation read neutral rather than emphatic. The latest gain followed a higher volume 2.9% advance on 17 July, when volume reached 30.5 million shares, but last week's 0.3% rise did not carry the same confirmation. Risk remains contained relative to the one-year baseline, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.7% versus 3.3% over 52 weeks. The up-down split is favorable, at 35 positive weeks against 17 negative weeks, and average gain weeks of 2.6% are close to average loss weeks of 2.5%. What to watch next is whether CFG can press back toward 74.22 with volume above baseline, or whether the combination of a high-range position and fading RS turns the move into consolidation around the current level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.